The remedy. What's underneath the situation you don't realize? So let's examine with a critical eye. Put on your glasses and let it magnify the truth that lies hidden under all those lies. Cause everybody has nobility, and if you look beyond what your eyes can see, you'll see they're just like you and me. And now I'm giving you the remedy.
Welcome to the Remedy Podcast. This podcast is a project of Web Squared, a North Carolina nonprofit that works to increase wealth for Black businesses through connection, network, and opportunity. Our host is Stephanie Terry, the executive director of Web Squared, and our co-hosts are associate director Rennie Orr and myself, Mashala Salam. I am the media and production specialist. In this podcast, we hope to bring consciousness to the racial divide and speak on emerging new narratives about race. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you will enjoy the podcast.
Hey, y'all.
Well,
it's...
Hey, Rennie. Hey, Mashala.
Hey.
It's Podcast Tuesday, but I think we're going to change things up a little bit. We're going to do one of our famous interlude specials and just catch up with everybody about what we've been up to. Stephanie, why don't you take it away?
So what have we been up to? Oh my gosh. We are in 2022 at the top of the year, onboarding 20 Black entrepreneurs into the Web Squared program. So we've been creating the program, creating the systems, creating the assessment forms, creating how we're going to communicate, curriculum, meeting with entrepreneurs. I mean, just doing all the things. And you know what, Rennie and Mashala? I love it. It well, is the best.
That's the work we've been building up to this past year. I mean, what a year, what a journey it's been. When we started these conversations way back when, we had no idea. We really had no idea. We were just dreaming.
Yes, we were just dreaming. And now we're actually doing it. And you know what? We're just going to jump. We're just jumping in and doing it. It just, what is it? What's the Nike commercial?
Just do it.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, just do it. We're just doing it.
Yeah, so, I'm excited for everything, like the programs and meeting the other entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a little bit about your perspective, Mashala, since you're going to be an entrepreneur in our program and you've been working closely with us for the last few months. Share with us how you're feeling and thinking about what you've witnessed so far and what you're anticipating.
It's really exciting, you know, starting out on the ground floor of this organization and seeing it just build and become something really amazing for Black entrepreneurs to build their businesses, and just meeting some of the entrepreneurs early on and seeing their dedication and their drive, and it's been really inspiring. And I'm just really excited to get involved with these programs and learn more about building a business.
So awesome. Stephanie, I have people who say to me, well, I don't understand exactly what your program is going to be doing. How would you respond to that if someone said, well, what are you going to do?
So we are an incubator accelerator, but we're unique. We're not the regular incubator accelerator, which oftentimes incubator accelerators for small businesses offer some sort of office space, like physical space. And they help with just your tangibles. So like maybe investment money or, you know, a business plan, we do the tangibles. So what we focus on is the mental psychology, right? We understand that if you can really become powerful mentally, you become even that more powerful physically. And so our unique curriculum and Web Squared trainings are designed to unleash the powerful entrepreneurial mindset and to be able to give you a historical context about, you know, the landscape, the racial construct landscape of how we got here, and all the tools to deconstruct, redesign and be able to move with power and agency when you're making business decisions. We also have an amazing network of equity-minded, heart-powered entrepreneurs that have been in the business for a long time that can help with mentoring and business decisions and investment, all kinds of things. And so we're changing the landscape, because we recognize that the power to really transform starts within ourselves, and then as a collective starts with a group of people that understand how to reimagine and transform the systems that we're currently working in. So we are super, super excited. This is the part of the work that I love.
Yeah, you say that so elegantly. If someone asked me that question, be like, oh, we're coaching and mentoring entrepreneurs. I love the way you speak. And so it's really great to have your voice and your passion, you know, in this endeavor with you. So
I love working with you, Vinny, also, and you, Mashala. It's been an amazing year, a year of, you know, working what we know, bumping up a lot against of what we don't know and learning about it. And then our growing edge is, you know, what we don't even know we don't know.
I feel like we're still going to be kind of stumbling around in that, what we don't know. I kind of heard myself saying to somebody the other day, I said, I feel like we're just making it up as we go along. There's no set like job description to keep us like in line, and there's nobody we're answering to keep us in line. We're just kind of like doing it. And I wonder how much of that is like the entrepreneurial experience. If you're starting a business, how much of it is just trial and error and experimentation, saying this, does this work? And just that, you know.
Yeah, all of it. All
and
of
so,
it.
So we have this year-long journey of experience now that we can share with the people in our program. You know, it's like, we've done it.
Yeah, and we're going to keep doing it. You know, our systems, as we develop out the curriculum in the program, and we do consult with, because we're not reinventing the wheel. There's, you know, lots of best practices from people that have experience at spaces like this. But as we do this, we are, you know, building out our own systems as well. And, you know, we just keep in mind that we're always going to be a learning organization. Mm-hmm. Always. We're mm-hmm. always going to be learning. I think learning organizations that allow for the space to reflect on actions and initiatives and make adjustments and learn from all of the experiences, I think that is the way forward. What do you think?
Well, I was just going to lift up the fact that even we're going to be helping people get their businesses going, but we're also, along with the nonprofit, Stephanie, you said to me, guess what you're getting for Christmas? And I'm like, what? And you're like, a business. So we're starting a boutique as well, and, you know, going to use it to help fund the work that we're doing. But Stephanie, do you want to talk about like why we're getting a boutique and your vision for it?
Absolutely. So traditionally, nonprofits rely on donations and grants to bring in revenue so that they can run their programs. And there's also traditionally a lot of, depending on the type of nonprofit, will have some sort of like business enterprise to help fund their programs. And so that business model looks like maybe the Salvation Army helps homeless people and helps to provide food for people that, you know, have a need. And so then they'll run a thrift store, and those monies will support the programming of the nonprofit and also provide jobs for the population whose needs that they're providing services for. And so we call that a social enterprise. And a social enterprise is a business that provides a product or a service, but then that also addresses a need, a social need, that addresses the need in a way that benefits everyone. And so we decided to adopt that model for Web Squared, except it's about to be 2022. So instead of having a brick and mortar thrift store, we have an online thrift store, because guess what? Everything is online now. I mean, who's not buying online, right? So we have started Web Square Boutique and Thrift, and it is an online thrift store. And that means if you're listening in Kentucky or California or New York or Fayetteville, North Carolina, you can see what we're all about, support our work, and get some really cool, radical, funky, unique stuff.
I just wanted to plug, like, right now, you know, we're just getting started. We might have like 100 items for sale, but we've got some original art, like folk art, and we've got lots of jewelry. I've been sitting here this morning processing jewelry and getting it onto the store. And we've got, you know, a small library of like a good literature, fiction, a few mystery stories. And I have put all of my art books on the thrift store too. So all of the books that got me started as an artist, I have donated to the thrift store. So if you're looking for ideas on creativity and art and painting, you know, you can get some here. And I think that we are going to be getting a lot of other funky, fun stuff that we'll be putting on as we go forward.
Oh yeah, we're going to be putting a lot of books on Black history, organizing. I've got some amazing shoes, ladies. All you ladies that have big feet that can't find shoes, there'll be amazing shoes, boots, and, you know, just fun, funky, you know, one of a kind shoes. We'll have some jackets. We've got some really great vests, you know, some diva wear. We've got some cowboy boots coming. We're going to have all kinds of amazing hats. I mean, just, you know, get your unique on. And you can say, whoa, this came from Web Square. So, and then some really nice and fun and beautiful houseware items. So please check us out. You can find our boutique on our website.
It's websquare.org, but the boutique has its own shop, and it's webboutique.com. So it's W-E-B-B, two B's there, web squared. And I just want to make a plug too that what we're hoping in 2022 is that we are bringing four visual artists into our program, and we hope to have, you know, some representation of their art in, you know, through the thrift store, in order to kind of help them get who they are as artists out there into the community. So stay tuned for that. We'll have a lot more information on that in the new year as we build and make this boutique better.
How can people donate?
That's a great question. Just be in touch with us, and then
just call us or send us an email.
And then we'll figure that out.
Yeah. If you send us an email, our contact information is on the website, right, Rennie?
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
So anything else that we're anticipating in 2022 as far as the work we're doing that we want to lift up before we close out this conversation and wish everybody a happy new year?
We're just excited about the work. We're going to really be tracking how the work is going throughout the year. So stay tuned for updates. We had an amazing launch in October, and this next new October coming up in 2022, we're going to have a sharing of all of the information that we're learning about the Black entrepreneur landscape here in Chatham County in North Carolina and in North Carolina. So we're going to have a state of the Black entrepreneurship brunch sometime in October. Stay tuned for that. We're excited about it. We will be sharing data and qualitative information that will help us understand more the work that we're doing and the ways that we can support Black entrepreneurs. So I'm just excited. We're going to have lots of trainings, amazing trainings. And
did you list everything that, or all the resources that will be available, or the kinds of trainings?
Yes. So some of the trainings that are for entrepreneurs, but others can join in, is trainings about the racial wealth gap. We'll also have trainings around the history of Black entrepreneurship in the United States, and trainings about social change and transformation through entrepreneurship, building bridges through collaborations. These are some of the trainings that we'll be offering that if you're not a Web Squared entrepreneur, you know, you can contact us if you would like to attend. But we'll be having the entrepreneurs specifically, we'll have many webinars and workshops that we're doing that will really share our analysis around power and agency and creativity and business acumen.
Yeah, that sounds very exciting.
Awesome. So as we, I hope you all had a amazing holiday, whatever you celebrate. And even if you don't celebrate, it's the end of the doggone year, and it's been a year. So just celebrate the end of a year. There's been a lot of roller coaster up and down. You know, there's been loss, I'm sure, and there's also been love, I'm even more sure. And so as we wind down to the end of 2021, let's be grateful and thankful. What are you grateful for, Rennie?
Well, along with all of this work that we're doing, can I just shout out the fact that I found a kitten last week that's changed my life. And I am so grateful for my fur baby. And it's just been such a delight to get to know this little creature. And his name is Jupiter. Rossinati is the full name. And I know everybody is laughing at me because, like, why does it have to have such a funky name? But that's its name. And yeah, that's my Christmas. And New Year is like playing with kittens. What are you thankful for, Mashala? What kind of gratitude are you going to express with us today?
I'm really grateful for the opportunities that have come my way. I'm really grateful for the people that I've met and just the many opportunities that have been presented to me to do things that I'm interested in and things that I went to school for. So that's a huge blessing.
Awesome.
Stephanie? Yeah.
And just ditto, I'm grateful for life, for love for you all, you too, for my family. I'm grateful for the entrepreneur. I'm grateful that I get to meet God every time I talk to a human being. Some beautiful, amazing aspect of our Father. Yeah, I took it religious. So what?
Our Father.
I really am.
Our mother.
Our mother, our Father, our Creator, whatever you wanna call the infinite loving intelligence that is personality, that is life itself. So I'm incredibly grateful for that. And I just want to remind everyone, as we move into 2022 and, you know, there's a lot going on in the country. Yes, a lot of division, a lot of polarity, a lot of propaganda, a lot. But it's no way near in comparison to all of the love and the good. And so in actuality, if we were able to, like, you know, look at it on a big screen, it would be a big, beautiful screen of green and pinks and purples and yellows and just amazing light and just little splotches of, you know, darkness here and there. And even those splotches make a beautiful mosaic. And so what we're really looking at is we tend to, as human beings, you know, notice the unwanted, but there's a whole lot of good going on all over the world. Never, ever forget that as we move forward in love, in peace, in power, and most importantly, in what?
In dialogue.
Yes.
Because the revolution begins with dialogue, isn't that
correct? The revolution begins with dialogue. So have an amazing New Year's Eve. Happy New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Chinese New Year. And all the other ways all over around the world that people celebrate. We love you. And onward, 2022.
Yes. Yes. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you too.
Bye-bye.
This has been a joint podcast of Web Squared and Afrofuture Productions. For those of you interested in learning more about our work at Web Squared, you can find out more at websquared.org. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. This is our conscious conversation. We hope you'll subscribe today on your favorite podcast platform. Join the Remedy Membership Forum on Patreon to join us monthly for our members-only discussion. That's it for today. Until next week, thanks for listening. What's underneath the situation you don't realize? So let's examine with a critical eye. Put on your glasses and let it magnify the truth that lies hidden under all those lies. Cause everybody has nobility, and if you look beyond what your eyes can see, you'll see they're just like you and me. And now we're giving you the remedy. Thank you.